I'm Kim Zachary, and welcome to your town. You know, everybody wants to save money, and certainly in this economy, that's on everybody's mind all the time. What else is really cool is just the satisfaction of a real good bargain. You know, even if maybe you didn't set out to get a real good deal, and you see the opportunity and you seize it and you really get an awesome deal. So my guest today is Timothy Johnson, self-proclaimed king of cheap, here to help us get the best prices on pretty much anything. Good morning.
Hey, thank you for having me, Kim.
Now, all your tips and things in the books, these have been tested out by you?
Absolutely.
Okay, because there's an awful lot here, and it would make me think that you're spending a lot of money trying to save a lot of money.
No, absolutely not. I mean, a lot of it was going through the internet and finding a lot of different ways of just saving money. You know, we own a very large real estate company in South Bend, and I spent a lot of time buying houses from $1 to $5,000. So, I mean, a lot of what you see in there is just everyday stuff from, you know, actually, I told you, I grew up in a lot of foster homes and stuff like that. So a lot of it was just watching, you know, like I told you, my wife actually we throw wet towels in there to do our draperies instead of dry cleaning them because it saves a lot of money. So a lot of the tips and tricks that you see in there is stuff that is just over the last 25 years has just been ingrained in me to do. And it's a game, right? I mean, think about it. If you play Super Mario Brothers or you haggle, I mean, it's just a game. I mean, if you go to India or anywhere else in the world, I mean, what's funny is I'll beat people off of, we just got off a cruise ship, and literally the people that are broke on these islands, people will haggle all day long, but they won't go to Walmart. But Walmart proclaims every day that they'll beat everybody's everyday low price. But no one ever practices or educates himself enough to go in there and try to beat them.
See, that's really true because I had read that in on your website, and I laughed because I thought it would never in a million years occur to me to go into a regular store. To me, that's something you do on vacation in the little shops that you see maybe or under a tiki hut or a tent or something. You know, you don't do that in our stores here.
Well, a friend of mine owns an outsourcing company in the Philippines, David Michaels. And what's funny about it, we were actually on vacation over in the Philippines, and what was really, really funny is everything is haggling. I mean, you literally go from store to store to store, and literally everything's haggled. It's like the Indian culture. What most people don't realize, most Indian people aren't cheap. They're just, their entire social structure is built on haggling. If you go over there, they actually do two currencies, the red and the black, right? And what they do is when going through all that, you actually haggle for each one. So, I mean, their whole social, they don't have regular stores that have most prices. And most of their farmers markets or markets that they have that you go to buy your food at, is all about haggling. And whoever haggles the best is what gets the food, right? So if you think about your whole social structure, the United States doesn't have a social structure. We believe what the price is. But no one ever exercises the right to go out and, hey, go to four or five different stores, go to the manufacturer, see what they're selling it for, and then send it back. Now, to me, it's a game. But if you do it every single day, if you practice about an hour or two a week, when I'm in the different stores, I got an 81-page price sheet at Lowe's, but I've literally went around to every one of the stores to exercise every one, and hey, here's the price that I found over at Menards. Well, Lowe's, Home Depot, Walmart, you always hear this every day, oh, we'll beat everybody's everyday low price. So why not practice the game?
Well, sure, we all know this. Look, we can all recite it back. Now, if you were to walk into a Walmart, what do? Do you look for a cashier? Do you look for the manager? And you say, hey, look what I have, and you bring in an ad or something?
Well, right, but you see them all the time. So one of the things is, for example, how many different stores, we just bought a vacuum, Sharp vacuum, right?
Right.
We found it cheapest at Lowe's.
Okay.
Right? Went to Walmart. We went to, you know, H.H. Gregg's and all these different places, you know, went to Sam's Club, went to Kmart, went to that. Well, actually, they had it on sale, right? They have all these 11% coupons and all that. I went in, took the lowest price, took it in Lowe's, and they beat it.
Someone might argue that the money that you're saving doing that, you're spending in gas trying to...
But I'm already at the store. Most women I know, my wife, my sisters that I've always seen shop, always go to... They know where the best places to shop is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, if you're already there, why not take an extra 15 minutes... walk around to what you already know that you need to buy in the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a tablet that I write. If I know I'm going to buy something, I actually, every phone call that I have to make is on the left, every task or something that I need is on the right. So before I preliminary planning prevents piss poor performance, right?
Okay.
And think about it. If you already know that you're going to go shopping for something, why not while you're out already buying what you have to buy for that week? Hey, why not check Myers, which is the city, or check Kmart? Right, because you're already there shopping or Walmart. Check the price there. Now, could you jump online to all like Amazon and about 10 different stores in front of your computer? Now you're not leaving anywhere. You're checking each one of them, and it takes you 10 minutes. Could you check the price, print that off, And the next time you're at the store, go buy what you wanted.
Well, that's true. So you really have to plan this out. That would really make it work.
Well, but I mean, think about it. For example, I'll give you an example. Have you ever, you drink a lot of water?
Sure.
Right? How many cases do you remember where they say everybody's going green? They have that thing that shows that water is wrapped around the world, right?
Right.
Well, something that my wife and I practice, we get a Brita filter, okay? And we literally refill our water bottles every week. Now, if you buy three of those a week, which most people will drink in a family, will drink three cases, that's $15, okay? $15 in the average 52 weeks, right, is about a $1,500 savings.
Well, let's go back a bit, Tim. How did you first start into this? Because I know you talk a lot about how you weren't born wealthy.
I just grew up very poor. I mean, my sisters and I, we just grew up in a place that was, you know, you just didn't have a lot.
Right.
So the thing is, anytime I could go save money, right? I'll give you a funny test. A man will do anything in the world to get a woman, especially when they want, right?
Okay.
They will jump over the hoops. They'll do anything in the world, right? They'll go buy her flowers. They'll spend expensive gifts, chocolates, everything, especially when they first meet, right? 6 months later, they don't do any of it.
So they're saving money.
Right, so they're saving money. But the funny thing is, if you do the same education and doing what you're doing at first, it's going to save you a lot. So I had to learn to eat, right? We used to do the ramen noodle thing. Every college kid, right, you buy 10 packs of ramen noodles, and that's what you eat for a month, right? But as you get more and more money and the more stuff you get bigger, and you know as well, the more money you make, the more you spend.
Mm-hmm.
But if you start to plan out what you're buying, right, you're just going to get that much savings out of it, which just means more cash in the bank.
Okay. Now, do you preach the use of coupons?
Absolutely. I mean, it's coupons. Everybody has an iPhone. If you actually plug into the apps, how many deal sites there are on your phone that you can buy stuff? Like there's Amazon, there's deals.com, there's all these places that actually pay you to buy online, right? Because now they don't have a storefront, right? If you go to Kmart.com or Walmart.com, and you actually go in the store, which one's cheaper?
Okay.
Right? That's why online shopping, we used to have Black Friday. Everybody would shop Black Friday.
Right.
But why has Cyber Monday become bigger than Black Friday?
Right.
Because people are tired of banging into people. They're mad. They're frustrated. They're sleeping outside in 30 below zero weather in the middle of Thanksgiving. When you can go on Cyber Monday, the deals are even better.
Right. Okay.
So I'm just exercising what I'm watching the masses do. The only difference is I'm doing it in front of my laptop. And if I'm out of the store, I'm going to check out prices. If I know I need a tool later on down the line or I know I need something, I'm just going to check all the stores while I'm out. And I'm not going to specifically go there and waste the gas, but I'm at those stores regularly. If you figure out, write down all the stores you are within a month, figure out how many times and places you go. You just got to take an extra 10 minutes out of your day, go look at what you're looking at, and then start to look online what the prices are. I mean, even if you save $30-$40, but if you do that throughout the year, that's a nice vacation.
Sure.
You know, it's a new car. It's a new payment, a car payment every month. You know what I mean? Even like cars. How many times we'll go to do car shopping, right? And everybody will look at My Carfax. They'll look at all these different stuff online. And then all of a sudden, well, we're supposed to believe what's on TV. But if you start to look online what the internet ads are, they're even better. So if you start to advertise, but we'll do that for a car, or we'll do that for a house, right? But we won't do it on all the other products we have.
Okay, that's very true. That's true. So it just takes a little legwork. Now, I know people who would say, oh, I don't bother with coupons. I don't bother with this or that. And they're really just costing themselves a lot of money. So what are some of the big mistakes people do? Is it just laziness, you think?
It is. The thing is, we're not ingrained to do it. I mean, think about this. How old is your grandma still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, she probably came up during the Great Depression.
Yes.
She's a penny pincher.
Oh, yes.
Right? But here's what's funny. If you go to 90% of the older people that do it, do you think they're pretty educated on how to save money?
Oh, sure.
Now, think about that. Now, the thing is, we've been last because their kids had kids, and now the thing is, we're supposed to live off credit cards, right? So the next thing you do, if you start to practice what they did, why do you think in real estate business, most of those people are the people that we actually target to go after because they have private money, and we can actually grow their money where they couldn't, right? Because they're so ingrained to save it,
right,
they don't know how to grow it. So we actually go out. That a lot of my private money lenders are in that age group. They learn to save over time, right? But their kids, all of a sudden, we wanted it better for our kids. We wanted it better for these kids. So what happens is all of a sudden, you see it. We're turning around to do it, But now the kids want it better for each one of their families. Well, all of a sudden now we're into a market that kids don't even want to work. Oh, I'll just get it for my parents. Right? Oh, don't worry. Just put it on the credit card. I need a new iPad. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm an electrical junkie. You know, I'm an electronic junkie. But I absolutely, I make sure anything I buy, I get the best deal on.
Now, you have so many books and CDs. Can you talk a little bit about some of your favorite tips? Or is there possible, is it like picking a favorite child?
No, absolutely. Some of my favorite tips. Let me see. That's a hard one. Man, let me see my favorite one. Well, I actually, let's talk about the real estate business. Mm-hmm. I really like to do the real estate business one because, I mean, like going to buy drywall. Because I'm a drywaller by trade.
Okay.
So literally I found out that I went and contacted a bunch of guys around the area. We bought 1,000 sheets of sheetrock at a time. Okay. Now it's normally $12. Well, we bought it for $7.25. Right?
Right.
Now, we flip houses all the time. So how much drywall? So for a buck a sheet, my guys will actually go out in the field and deliver it. So I'm still at $8. Now, I call one of the local drywall companies to have them deliver it. It's like $14 or $15 a sheet. So literally, I'm saving 50% by stocking it in a warehouse. And we negotiated a warehouse about 12,000 square feet for $500.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But we buy roofing supplies the same way. We buy lifetime roofing supplies for $65 a square that are lifetime. I mean, they're about 2,000 pounds a pallet heavier than what we get at Lowe's. But it's just a better shingle.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, and especially with rentals that we keep, it's just simple to buy the lifetime because we know we're going to keep for the lifetime of our house. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you talk about real estate. You're talking a lot about the supplies and all for flipping a house. Do you have other real estate tips for people?
Absolutely. A lot of what most people don't realize in the real estate business right now is things on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't believe that it costs $300,000 to get in a house. You can go into older parts of Hartford. Now I'm saying they call it war zones. But a lot of the cities are starting to fix those up with what they call NSP grants and a lot of other things
Right. Because
they want to fix up those areas. They're tired of the cities being in slumlords like that. So if you go to a lot of like geographic and talk to the demographics of your city, and there's demographic departments and there's legal mandate and different things like that, you can actually go into City Hall and find out where the city's planning on spending money. And a lot of that, for example, in the South Bend, there's a corridor between the airport and the city of South Bend that they're fixing up. They're spending a lot of money there because they brought nanotechnology in Notre Dame is really big. So anybody flying in from the airport, they don't want to see the ugly. They want to fix up that area. So we've spent a lot of time over the last 5 years buying in those areas. Well, I hear Hartford is the same way. There's certain parts of Hartford that the city over the next few years is going to be putting money in, which is where I think a lot of people should, you know, if you're an investor, you want to follow what the city's doing because what they're doing is trying to bring up the appraisal values of all the homes in the area. So if you do that, why not?
Okay. Now, as the king of cheap, you have tips for people in all walks of life, different size families, single people and students and all. A lot of it is culled from other places. They're not all things that you have come up with.
No, I study all the time because I'm always about saving money. It's, you know, when you look online and I've seen thousands of ways on the internet, you can Google, there's always in Home Shopping Network, there's always something in the Girls Magazine. I mean, you can pick up the Inquirer and there'll be 10 tips on how to do, you know, favorite stuff for spring. You
okay.
know what I mean? For example, most people don't realize one of the things I picked up, and we were just laughing, my dad and I were on the phone, and my wife on it too, is go to waste management, right? That's a garbage dump.
Right.
Why would you go to waste management? Well, the thing is, if you're already cleaning your yard for spring, right, did you know that most waste management companies give free mulch away? Right? So why not mulch your yard for free, right?
Sure.
Take the old stuff to there, pick up a truckload, and bring it back, and then do your flower beds. Now you're starting to, you know, you're doing spring cleaning in your yard, but you're doing it for free, right? You might have to spend $20 dropping off the old stuff, that you know, the trimmings and all that, but all they're going to do is mulch it up and turn it into mulch.
Right.
So all you do, and what's funny, most of the time when you drop off wood and stuff at waste management, it's like $3, $8, $11. It's like no money, okay? But now you're freaking picking up free mulch, and now you just go and mulch your yard, make it look nice. And I love Walmart, right? The 99-cent plat, right?
Yeah.
You can buy the four little flowers for 99 cents. Great. And about a month from there, planting those in your little flower beds, I mean, for less than $100, you can make your entire yard look beautiful.
Okay. What else would the king of cheap tell us about hidden hidden savings? I know people know to look for bargains here and there, but there's probably a lot of things we don't even know about.
About most people have a smartphone nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's an actual app called Red Laser. Okay, and what you can do with Red Laser is actually stick it on an actual the SKU numbers,
mm-hmm.
and what it will do is it will actually tell you where that thing is cheaper.
See, I have Red Laser, and I guess I never knew how to use it because I...
Right. So what you want to do is take it over, like with the SKU numbers right here.
Right.
Take your phone. It's like a QR code, right? Take it just like a QR code. It reads it, and then it's going to tell you, like beer or, you know, cigarettes or anything that you buy, like food, and you actually put it up right there. It'll actually give you a list of different places to do it.
Oh, I just figured I was doing something wrong. About it somewhere and then never knew what I was doing.
Okay, let me see. I have a couple other ones. There's another app on my phone called Deals, okay? And every time you go through Deals, okay, it just brings up iPads, I mean anything, cooking areas.
Okay.
And pretty much, I'm not sure if it's run by Amazon, but it's almost like an Amazon app,
mm-hmm.
right? If you look on Amazon, is Amazon cheaper or is Walmart cheaper?
Right, sure, it's going
right?
to be. Right.
I'll teach you a trick. Most people are making money. I have friends all over in Europe and other places that are literally taking stuff off Amazon, marking it up 30% and sticking on eBay, right?
Yeah.
Now think about it. Most people that are only making $1 a day are making $5 to $1,000 a month, literally just picking out cool items on Amazon that you know will sell, boxing gloves, exercise equipment,
mm-hmm.
and they're just marking it up 20% and selling on eBay. And the funny thing is you don't have to worry about any kind of shipping and handling. You ship it right from eBay, right from Amazon, right to the customer,
okay.
right? Just
right.
another trick.
Sure.
Well, there's Udemy, right?
Okay.
Everybody's worried about when they go out of town and they get a taxi about being overcharged, right? You can actually get a quote in Udemy, and actually what it is, and it works in most states, you literally plug your phone in, you press the app, tell them where you are, and tell them where your destination is, and you have an estimate in about 10 minutes, or about 2 minutes, and literally they'll pick you up within minutes and drive you wherever you want to go.
Oh, okay.
So there's all kind of really cool apps that are on our phone. Like I said, like here's another one, airport ride, right? The shuttle,
mm-hmm.
right? Most people don't realize you can spend $50 to get a taxi, right? Or get off the plane right when you're doing it for $15. They'll drive you 30 or 40 miles from LAX all the way into different parts of, you know, like Irvine. It's like $15, right? But it's doing the homework ahead of time. If you mm-hmm. start to learn the different apps like that, look up the app, try to do some of the stuff you're doing. And it saves huge amounts of money because now you're not driving everywhere. Now, and then you're not going to make a dumb decision on buying something.
Right.
Now you have it all on your phone.
You ever just go out and buy something on a whim?
No.
No. So what's on your website, kingofcheap.com?
Kingofcheap.com? So if people want to buy my book, if you go to kingofcheap.com/offer, you can actually buy my book online. What's online is we send a newsletter out every month with just different crazy ideas. I mean, the more crazier the idea, the better I like it. I mean, I didn't come up, you know, we were talking about coming on Fox CT this morning, and I told my wife, I said, hey, I got to come up with some spring stuff about how to do cheap and clean, and she pretty much came up with the whole list. So I got smoked on the King of Cheap, got smoked by my wife, you know, for doing it, so it was amazing. But it's just little things like that you don't realize, making your jewelry cleaner or, you know, like taking vinegar and water and cleaning all your floors.
Mm-hmm.
It's green. Right? And then I'll tell you, you know Tang? You mm-hmm. ever heard of Tang?
Sure. Grew up on it.
Did you know that you can stick that as a cleanser for your toilet?
They still make that?
Yeah, absolutely they do.
Oh,
but
wow.
What you do...
That's a scary thought. You can use that as cleanser for your toilet?
You can, but here's the funny thing. The dog now has a good drink, right?
Oh, God.
So now you take care of your dog and you take care of the toilet because the dog always drinking out of the toilet.
You can use Alka-Seltzer, too.
Right.
That's a little more expensive, though.
Right. But I'm saying Tang was cheap, right? Yeah. That used to be the 99 cent
That's
Tang.
That's funny.
Right? How about lemon oil?
Mm-hmm.
If you take lemon oil and rub it on your glass, right, you know the water beads up on it in the shower. Your shower door? Just take lemon oil and rub it all the way down, and the water, instead of just laying on there, just beads off.
Okay.
Right? Just
right.
something simple, right, that you have around the house. Most people always have, you remember the thing you used to do, they have lemon oil around the house for their wood floors,
mm-hmm.
right? But actually even better than lemon oil for your floors, like I said, is vinegar and water. Right, because that's an actual natural cleaner that you can have around the house. And I mean, everything is just about, I mean, with everybody, everybody's complaining they don't have any money because they got $4 for gas, they got to drive an hour to work, they got to do this. So it's always just about being frugal. I mean, it's just educate yourself. I use a cinnamon that we call it cheap. C stands for cash, right? It's just you want more cash in your pocket,
mm-hmm.
right? H stands for haggle, right? Learn to haggle your products. I mean, do what you got to do. Haggle everything that you can. I mean, everywhere else in the world does it, but we don't, right? Right, and everybody complains. You can go to an Indian store and they'll haggle with you all day,
right?
But it's that's your culture.
Sure.
Right? E is educate yourself on your materials. Right? Know what you're buying. I mean, if you're going to buy a Samsung, you're going to buy an iPad, you're going to buy whatever you are, know what those prices are all the way around, right? I mean, know exactly what they are. If you're going to buy an iPad, then just start looking online, looking on Amazon, look on, you know, these some of these places, they sell used stuff, right? You see all these used websites that you can buy used iPhones or they'll sell them. Well, they also resell them after they fix them, okay? So one of the things is, and then as is A, right, after for cheap, A stands for ask for the discount. Go in the store. Hey, I found this over at this other store. Or call them. Hey, by the way, I noticed I was in a flyer. I noticed, you know, I usually buy from your store. I noticed that this place has it for $100 cheaper. Are you willing to match the price or better? Right? Okay. And P, practice.
Practice.
Everything is practice, right? I go in every day. My guys laugh because I go into Lowe's or I go into a store. I might take an extra 10 minutes, but in a matter of a year, I've saved $250,000. Right? And $1 million saving 25%, right? If all I did was teach you how to save 10% for the rest of your life, what is your savings going to look like?
It's going to be huge. Sure.
Right? And it's just practicing. And my wife, like, for example, she goes to Dress Barn. I mean, I don't buy her anything, but she, like, for example, the suit I'm wearing right now, okay? My wife had a 30% coupon off. She had $10 off and had some other coupon. By the time I walked out, I got a suit, two shirts, and everything for $160.
Okay.
I don't look too bad.
No, you look fine. So your new book, How to Get Rich by Being Cheap, this is out now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you also have a lot of other books and videos and things.
Well, CDs. You know, I have a foreclosure blueprint book. I have old school marketing secrets.
But everything we need to know then about you, we can find on your website.
Absolutely.
All right. KingOfCheap.com. Tim Johnson, thank you so much. I'm going to go and take this home with me and get my highlighter. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Town. As always, if you have a certain topic, a person in mind you'd like to know more about on Your Town, feel free to drop me a line. Kay Zachary, WDRC, 869 Blue Hills Avenue, Bloomfield, 06002. Or email Kay Zachary, Zachary, at drcfm.com. Thank you.